The husband of a leader of the Reopen NC movement posted a video to Facebook Friday in which he said he's willing to kill to protect the country against what he calls the New World Order, a reference to the public health mandates put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Adam Smith recorded the video while driving. He said he hoped his children would look back at the pandemic and remember that the U.S. resisted what he called the New World Order.
During that time where the New World Order tried to take over and America said, no, we're taking up arms. It's time for us to fight against this. We're not going to stop. If you want to go to the full force time, we have the forces to retaliate. And that's really, at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to secure our freedoms is our willingness to step up and fight.
Adam Smith's wife, Ashley Smith of Morganton, helped found Reopen NC in April. She was arrested at the group's third protest in Raleigh on April 28th.
Do we want to pick up arms? Do we want to kill anybody? Of course not. Nobody wants to take lives. We don't want to kill anybody. But are we willing to kill people? Are we willing to lay our lives down? We have to say yes. We have to say yes. Is that violence? Is that terrorism? No, it's not terrorism. I'm not trying to strike fear in the hearts of people by saying I'm going to kill you. I'm going to say, if you bring force, we're going to bring force.
After the video was taken down on Facebook, Ashley Smith reposted it Sunday. She wrote that, quote, maybe you agree with them and maybe you don't, but we have nothing to hide. This group is built on the Constitution, and that includes free speech and the Second Amendment. She continued, could he have said it better? Maybe, but that's not for anyone to decide how a free person should speak their mind. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper moved the state into the second phase of reopening on Friday. North Carolina now allows most businesses to open, though at limited capacity. But the order to move into phase two was more restrictive than originally planned. The state has kept bars and gyms closed because the number of new coronavirus cases is increasing. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.